World History: Patterns of Interaction. Chapter 26, Section 1. Democratic Reform and Activism. Before you read. In the last section, you read about the Industrial Revolution. In this section, you will read about democratic reforms in Great Britain and France. Britain enacts reforms. How did Britain become more democratic? Since the 1600s, Britain's government had been a constitutional monarchy. A king or queen ruled the country, but the elected legislature, Parliament, held the real power. Still, very few people could vote for members of Parliament. Only men who owned property, about 5% of the population, had the right to vote. That situation changed in the 1800s. The Reform Bill of 1832 was the first step. Middle-class people across England protested the fact that they could not vote. Worried by revolutions sweeping Europe, Parliament passed the Reform Bill. This law gave suffrage, the right to vote, to many in the middle class. Those who still could not vote began the Chartist movement. They wanted the vote and other rights. They presented their demands to Parliament in the People's Charter of 1838. Although they did not get what they wanted at first, over time their demands became law. The leader of England during all these changes was Queen Victoria. She was queen for 64 years. She performed her duties wisely and capably, but during her reign, Parliament gained more power. The era that she was queen is known as the Victorian Age. Question 1. How did power shift in Britain in the 1800s? Women get the vote. How did women campaign for the right to vote? By 1890, a few countries had given the right to vote to all men, but none gave the right to vote to all women. In the 1800s, women in the United States and Britain campaigned peacefully for the vote. In 1903, a group called the Women's Social and Political Union began a stronger campaign for women's suffrage in Britain. This campaign included rallies, parades, and demonstrations during speeches of government officials. But women in Britain and the United States did not win the right to vote until after World War I. Question 2. When did women get the right to vote in Britain and the United States? France and democracy. What was the Dreyfus Affair? The road to democracy in France was rocky. France lost a war with Prussia. The National Assembly met to decide on a new government. Finally, in 1875, a new government, the Third Republic, was formed. It lasted over 60 years. They were years marked by fighting between many political parties. In the 1860s, French society was divided over the case of an army officer named Alfred Dreyfus. Dreyfus was accused of being a traitor. The charge was made mainly because Dreyfus was a Jew. Many people believed the charge was true. Dreyfus was found guilty. The issue became known as the Dreyfus Affair. A few years later, evidence showed that Dreyfus had been framed. He was later declared innocent. The Dreyfus Affair revealed anti-Semitism, or prejudice against Jews, in Europe. In Eastern Europe, anti-Semitism was bad. The Russian government even allowed organized attacks on Jewish villages. From the 1880s on, many Jews fled to the United States. In the 1890s, a movement called Zionism began. Its goal was a separate homeland for the Jews in Palestine. Question 3. Where in Europe was anti-Semitism found?